Hey everybody, welcome back to Last Night in Vegas. I'm your host, Brian Ortega, and today we are going to be diving into my favorite burger places on the Las Vegas Strip and downtown. So in this particular episode, I'm going to go ahead and list some of my favorite burger spots. This was actually requested by Munaf Manji. You can find him on the Sports Gambling Podcast, but he responded to my sort of note that I threw out there, and this is what I came back with. So this is actually a lot harder than I thought because there's lots of burger places on the Strip, and it was really hard sort of narrowing it down and then kind of putting it in a list. So I'll go ahead and list these off for this week's Last Night in Vegas. Okay, everybody, so let's go ahead and get started right off the bat. So these are specifically places on the Las Vegas Strip or on Fremont Street. So there's lots of burger places in town that people will throw out, like 5050 Slater's is one that people always really enjoy. There's a lot of different other choices, but these are specifically going to be where you can get a spot on the Strip or downtown. So let's start with number five. So this one actually is because there's actually two Steak and Shake places that are going to be on this particular episode. But at number five, it's Black Tap over at the Venetian and the Palazzo. So Black Tap is actually a really great restaurant for more than just burgers, but that's what they're really known for. They also have really, really great fun shakes. They also do, you know, boozy shakes, which people really, really enjoy. This is a really great spot for bigger groups. Like if you're going to have a bachelor party and you don't all have like a super expensive, you know, super high-end budget, but you want to have a fun, good meal where everybody can really enjoy it, I would say Black Tap is a great choice. It's vibes. It's sort of like right off the main part of the casino. It has a really great view of the Strip because if you sit outside, you're able to, you know, have a good view. And it also takes large parties. So that's also a really, really big plus, especially if you're in a big group. But this is a great place if you want burgers. They have a lot of different choices, a lot of different variations, but really, really great burgers over at Black Tap, which again, people love their shakes. They're really known for their shakes. They have so many different types. They will make special ones depending on if there's a big holiday, like St. Patrick's Day, for example. They will always make really, really great shakes and burgers, of course. So moving to Fremont Street. So let's go to number four. And we're going to be talking about Victory Burger over at Circa. I have to say, Victory Burger is kind of expensive for, you know, where it is. But Victory Burger is actually quite good. They have fantastic waffle fries. So if you're a fan of waffle fries, Victory Burger is a great stop. They do have their standard Victory Burger, which their Victory Burger is a much larger burger. I want to say it's like not a pound, but it's like half a pound. It's a huge burger. So it's a very large burger with its Victory sauce, and it has a bunch of different the standard toppings. And then, of course, the onion rings are really great here as well. They make really good wings to go along with it. I like their chicken fingers. Very much, this is a place that has the standard sort of like stadium-style food, but specifically, they are known for their burgers. But if you're not a fan of the big, giant burgers, they do have a regular cheeseburger, an American-style cheeseburger, which is a little bit more of a normal size. So highly recommend Victory Burger downtown. They do have an area to sit where you can overlook the Circa Sportsbook, which is why a lot of people like going to Victory Burger because of the fantastic view of the Sportsbook. So this is actually, and then you can also take it with you and go to other different locations. They do service the Sportsbook itself because when you do reserve a seat, you also do have to do food and beverage minimum, which typically that food will either come from the barbecue place, which is actually located just outside of Circa, or Victory Burger. So then they have it delivered to the seat that you're sitting at. But again, that usually requires that you have to purchase a spot. But sometimes you're actually able to sit, you know, maybe during the daytime when they don't have a charge for a seat at the Sportsbook, and they have a QR code on the chair where you're actually able to scan it, order your food, and it goes to your seat. So that's actually a great feature for ordering from Victory Burger. But again, Victory Burger, lots of different choices on there. If you end up getting like a Victory Burger with fries and a soda, you're probably going to be paying between $30 and $35. So just keep that in mind that the fries do not come with it as well. They do have salads too, which we all try to be healthy and order a salad every once in a while from Victory Burger over at Circa. So moving on, the top three was actually probably the easier part to sort of list. I'm a huge fan of like a smashed burger, just a very just a smaller style burger. but just packed with just like that juicy greasiness. Love it. So at number three, I have Lola's Burgers over at the Aria. Lola's Burgers is located in the Proper Food Hall, which is inside the Aria, of course, which has a bunch of different options in terms of cuisine. They have steak, they have sushi. They also have a bagel place. They also have, I think, a Japanese place as well, or what is it? I think it's a Greek. It's a Greek place. But the place that I'm going to be, they also have a hot chicken place, which is very, very popular. But I'm talking about Lola's Burgers. I love it because they cook the burgers right in front of you, which is a really cool feature. They have fantastic fat fries. I love the fat fries. And again, it's just a nice, double, juicy, tasty, delicious cheeseburger. And I am a big fan of the simplest burgers make the best burgers. But Lola's Burgers are so, so good. And what's nice is that they're open pretty late night. So that's what I like about the Proper Food Hall over at the Aria, is that many of their locations are open late. And especially if you're somebody who likes like a sort of New York style like bagel sandwich, they do have that open in the morning time. So typically in the evening, that is the only place that you will find that is closed. But I think the Proper Food Hall is a great late night spot, or if you just wanted like something like a quick bite, it really feels like an elevated food hall, which most places are. But this one feels like the most poppin'. Like I would say of all the food halls, this one's probably become the most successful, just because it's been around the longest and it's inside the Aria, of course. And they have sort of tough time getting into reservations at the Aria sometimes. So that could be a factor. But of all the food halls, I think this one has the best feel of them. For example, Fountain Blue has a good food hall. I think they have really great selections. It's very similar to what they have over at Aria, but it always feels empty in that food hall. And I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not going at lunchtime. Maybe I'm not going at the right times, but it just feels like they're not always busy. But the Aria food hall does feel very busy most of the time. They also have a really nice bar located inside of the food hall as well. So other than that, they also have the Easy Speakeasy, which we all know my feelings on the speakeasy over at the Aria, so I won't go into it here. But it is located in the same spot where they have their donuts. But Lola's Burgers are really fantastic. I believe it ended up coming out to about $20, $25 for a whole meal. So that includes the burger, the fries, and a soda. But Lola's Burgers, absolutely fantastic. Really, really fantastic choice. And I think put him in a nice little spot here at number three. So moving up. Oh, boy. So really, it was splitting hairs between these two choices because I love these two restaurants so much. So I'm going to put it at number two. But at any other day, I think I would maybe put it at number one. But in terms of the list, we have to put it somewhere. So number two is at the Monte Carlo, and that is Sidebar Betty over at the Sportsbook at the Park MGM. So Sidebar Betty is actually located just like kind of adjacent. It's really connected to the Sportsbook at Park MGM. And I love these burgers. They are so, so good. Absolutely fantastic. They're just the perfect size, just very straightforward steak burger. They do it on the griddle, and it just has that just sort of like that greasy gooiness that I just love. And then this, you know, the cheese just drips off perfectly. And when you bite into the burger, you yank it away, the cheese just sort of keeps connected because it wants you to be back inside of that burger. But man, the burger is so, so good. And it's great for a late night greasy choice, especially like after the nightclub or after going to like an Usher concert or Lady Gaga. And you just want something just, you know, succulent and delicious and just really just hits the spot. And I love Sidebar Betty's burger. It's so, so good. It's a double cheeseburger. And it is fantastic. They also do salads, which if you're into that kind of thing, they do wings. They do waffle fries as well. And fantastic onion rings. I love their onion rings over at Sidebar Betty. But man, this is like a really hidden spot. It's never super busy from what I remember. And really, when I go to Park MGM, their offerings at their other like locations that isn't, you know, Bavette's, are really fantastic. Like, Eataly's very good. I think Eataly's sort of the standard, like, people go and they want to try Eataly. but it's always like kind of my gateway drug to telling people to go to Park MGM. Like, oh yeah, they have Eataly, so they have lots of choices, but you should try this place. So I always like to recommend Sidebar Betty if you want a burger, and I always recommend the Chef Truck, which is in the back right next to the front desk, for like Cubanos and Medianoche and their chocolate lava cake and their beignets, their burritos. So it's sort of like a gateway place. But Park MGM, kind of a sleeper pick for some of the best places to grab something and go at Park MGM. But I love Sidebar Betty's. I highly recommend it. If you want a late night spot to eat food, Sidebar Betty is one of my favorite spots. And it always feels like a little bit of a secret knowing where Sidebar Betty is. So moving into number one, this is the one that I always tell people to try because it is my absolute favorite place in Las Vegas for a burger, and you can go there almost anytime. It's not super, super busy, and it always has good vibes inside. But this is Holstein's over at the Cosmopolitan. Almost forgot for a second. Holstein's has so many different variations of burgers. They have smokehouse burgers. They have a hot chili burger. They also have a regular American cheeseburger, the classic. They have the gold standard, which is $32 by itself. But honestly, they just have such a good menu. I love all their burgers that they have on the menu. They're just perfectly cooked. They're perfectly sized. They have the right amount of garnishments on them. They have their, you know, Holstein sauce, which is a big deal. The Utter sauce is what they call it. And then other than that, they also have really fantastic wings. I went there the other night with my brother, and we had a fantastic time eating. I had the wings. I had the buffalo wings. They had the Parmesan wings. Those one looked okay, but I really enjoyed the buffalo wings, and they have fantastic fries. Their sweet potato fries are to die for. People love their sweet potato fries. It's one of the most popular things that people get on the sides menu. They also have really good salads. Like, my brother got a Caesar salad, which, surprise, and it looked so it was so crisp and refreshing. And then I also had, of course, the grilled chicken that came on the side of it. Absolutely delicious. So I really love Holstein's. They have a really good selection of drinks at the bar. They have TVs in the bar, so if you're wanting to watch any games, that's a good place to do it. Always recommend sitting in the main dining room if you are more than one person, just because I do not like the lounge seating over at Holstein's, because everything is handheld and you are going to have to lean over like a coffee table to eat your food, and it doesn't look very comfortable. So if possible, try to dine in the main dining room if you can. Typically, they do make reservations same day, but you have to walk in, which when we went wasn't too bad of a wait, and that was, you know, pretty great. So love Holstein. So that's my complete list. So I started with number five. I put for Black Tap. Victory Burger was number four. Lola's Burgers, number three. Sidebar Betty, number two. And Holstein's, number one. Sort of honorable mentions. Bavette's has a really delicious cheeseburger. Highly recommend Bavette's if you want sort of a gourmet cheeseburger over there. One that people always wonder why I don't include it is Gordon Ramsay's burger. So I don't like Gordon Ramsay's burgers. I thought the vibe was like you're trying to be fancy, but you're really just sort of like a chain. And I don't like places that are trying to be fancy, but you're just a chain restaurant. They had the white tops, the white, you know, countertops. They had sort of like these flimsy menus that I did not like. The burger itself was fine, but it was nothing that blew my socks off. So I was not a fan of Gordon Ramsay's burgers. So whenever people ask, what's my favorite burger place? And I give them two choices. I was like, if I had to pick between Holstein's and Gordon Ramsay's burger, because they're very similar locations, I always say Holstein's. I do not like Gordon Ramsay's burger whatsoever. So that's just me. I'm not a big fan of it. But that's the list for today. But I still got a couple minutes here. So I'm going to go ahead and on the other side, tell you what my experience was like hanging out with my brother for March Madness weekend and a couple of places that we actually visited while we were here. So stick around. We'll get to that on the other side. Okay, everybody. So let's go ahead and dive into my brother coming to town. So my brother actually came to town for the Pac-12 tournament, which the Wildcats lost, unfortunately, for those of you from Tucson. But it's always fun when my brother comes because I have two brothers, and one of them experiences Vegas very different than the other one. So it's always fun when they come separately because it's always interesting. But when they come together, it's absolutely fantastic. It's one of my favorite things of the entire year is if my brothers ever come to Vegas together, you know, without their wives, no shots at the wives, but without their wives, it is a very, very fun time. So I always enjoy my time with my brothers when they come to Vegas alone, because then we can all just kind of do what we do. So that's always nice. And it doesn't happen very often, so that's why. But anyways, so going into when my brother came into town, my brother Vinny he's a partier. So he drank a little bit the first day and then the second day with his friends where I met up with them at the New York bar, which basically was Tucson in Las Vegas. And I saw more people at that bar than I had seen the last like three or four trips I had been to Tucson. So, yep, all of Tucson was in one place. But my brother ended up hanging out with me on Saturday with him and his friends, Daniel. Shout out Daniel G. And his wife, Julissa. And we ended up, I took him to Fountain Blue, which at Fountain Blue, I have to say, the sports book is fine, but the chairs were so weird that you just sort of like sunk into them, which is very interesting. So that was fine. Took him to the food court area, walked him around, showed him the Peking duck over at Komodo. It was fun seeing Fountain Blue through the eyes of my middle brother, because my middle brother definitely is more of a, quantity over quality sometimes, especially when it comes to, hanging with his friends, because they drink a lot more than I do. So sometimes these places that have really good cocktail bars are not too expensive. That's not the word. But when you're drinking at volume, it doesn't always work the same. So I tend to sit at a spot and like I'll sit there forever. And that's sort of my thing. My brother's into moving. He wants to move. He wants to walk, walk, walk. So Fountain Blue may not be the best place if that's what you're into. So it was nice seeing it through the eyes of another person. But it was really cool because we ended up going and walking around. And we were about to leave. And we were going by the Collins Bar, which I stop at quite a bit. And they had live entertainment, which they usually do. But they had a piano player and a singer, which I've never seen them have a singer there before. I don't know if it's because I haven't been there on a Saturday, but I'm pretty sure I have. But they had a singer with a piano player. And my friend Daniel G., ended up saying, hey, let's check it out. And then we went and sat down. And this is a thing that they were always freaked out about. And I want you guys all to know this. Yes, it is nice for you to dress up. It's very, very nice for you to dress up. And again, you'll be able to get into more places. You'll have more, you'll have better chances of getting into places if you're dressed up. So the number of things you can do when you're dressed up is a big deal. But they weren't, because they were hanging out the whole day. It was like 2 or 3 o'clock. So as sort of time went on, my brother was wearing like joggers. Daniel G was wearing nice Jordans, by the way. But just like a regular like Arizona t-shirt or like a long sleeve and like a hat. And everyone always freaks out like, oh, we can't go in there. It's too fancy in here. Don't worry, guys. For the most part, you can get into most places like lounges and whatever. Doesn't matter what you're wearing. If your money's green, we will take it. So the biggest thing, though, just note, is that most places, lounges specifically, don't like you to bring in outside drinks. Just because they don't want you to sit in a spot and then not buy a drink or buy something at the table. So just keep that in mind when you're walking around. But it's okay. They finished their drinks. It was fine. We were able to sit down. And then wonderful singer inside of the Collins. I really, really hope that they keep this around because it adds so much to your lounge if you have a live singer. And it was just absolutely beautiful, fantastic. She was great. She took requests, which is great. But if you are going to request something, you better tip the musical acts. So the performers, make sure you tip them because they don't have to do your stuff. But if you do tip, that's very, very nice of you. Please do so. So we went there, and then we left. We ended up going to Cosmopolitan because they wanted to check out the sort of that area, and they wanted kind of a burger and that kind of thing. So we went to Holstein's, good meal. Now this is the part that I really wanted to talk about, and that was I finally went to the barbershop where they had somebody actually performing for once. Jesus. So every time I went to the barbershop, they've never had a performer. So, or they're tuning their guitar or something for like 7 hours. So I ended up going to barbershop, took my brother and his friends, and no cover, which was nice because it was a little bit earlier in the day. We walked in, and not too packed. It did get there for sure. But this is my gripe, and this is my thing, is that it's a cocktail bar. So, like, they know how to make cocktails. And I know that it was busy. And I saw him make drinks that, you know, are cocktails. So at a bar like this, I would usually get like a Crown and Coke or like a beer or something. But it felt like they would be able to make it. So my brother ended up ordering 2 Moscow Mules, a vodka soda, and a gin and tonic. So those are a couple of the things that were ordered. So being that you ordered a Moscow Mule, and I saw him make all this shit, I was like, oh, yeah, like, let me get an old-fashioned. He's like, oh, let me, and the bartender goes, very obnoxious, by the way, said, let me give you this old-fashioned. It's our house old-fashioned. It's our signature old-fashioned. He's like, oh, you're going to love it. I absolutely fucking hate people who do this. I know why he did it. He did it because it's all pre-mixed, because I saw the pre-mix on it. He put it in, it's already in a glass, poured it out. There it goes. It definitely tasted different. It's not what I wanted. I absolutely hate bartenders who do this. If I ask you for something specific, it's because that's what I want. I even said, let me get an old-fashioned with Makers. That means I know what I want and I know how I like it. If somebody walks up to you and says, let me get an old fashioned, maybe pitch that idea to them of what you wanted to do, which pour, whatever bullshit you made. Make me the drink I wanted, because I see you making it for everybody else. Did I take it? Fine, because I was only going to order one drink. I was just going to hang there. That was fine. But man, if I had been there more of the night, I wouldn't have got it that way. I would have ordered something else. I would have ordered a beer, because I don't like that. I know he's there for a vibe. That's sort of his sort of like stick or shtick. But being somebody who goes to places a lot, try not to pull that shit on me. I hate it. I do not like it. I didn't like the drink. I drank it, whatever, because, you know, man. But come on, dude. So that's my only gripe. Other than that, the barbershop was actually fantastic. The music was really good. They have a fantastic performer that was on before the main group, which my brother told me was even better. It was a huge band. They were actually walking over like the couches, because their tables are basically look like couches. So they actually had the guitar player was singing in the middle. He was singing Happy Birthday. They were singing all these songs. And he said it was an absolutely great performance by the band that was performing at the barbershop. But while I was there, he was playing covers of many different things. He played everything from country. He played all the stuff like, you know, classic rock in the 80s, you know, sort of like emo, like 90s rock. And just really just all over the place, which was a good thing. And I think everybody really, really enjoyed it. So anyways, that was my experience over at the barbershop. I would recommend going there if you want to check it out. It is very tight in there, so maybe get a table if you can afford it. But other than that, really good job of the barbershop. You're still not a speakeasy, but it's okay. You're a good bar. You're a good cocktail bar. It's okay. So anyways, that was my last night in Vegas for this week. Sorry we missed Concierge Confidential this week. I was actually in California. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. We'll see what we talk about next week on the show. Who knows? But again, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I always appreciate you being flexible with me and sort of my schedule. But again, check us out on our social pages, Concierge_Confidential_LV, or on our TikTok page, at Keys to Vegas, or me on my personal page, Brian_Ortega26, for anything that I'm getting up to. So again, thank you so much for listening to Last Night in Vegas. If you catch me out in town, come say hello. Maybe I'll buy you a drink. But remember, keep it confidential.